Relax your mind and body. You are about to enter into a world of selfless servitude and deliciously depraved delights through being a cuckolded beta male. I am here to help you understand your place. Your life as a real man is over. No longer will you be allowed to act, speak, or behave like an alpha male. You are not equipped to be a man. You simply don't have what it takes to satisfy. Trying to pretend to be a real man has brought you nothing but pain and disappointments. Pretending to be a real man has brought you nothing but misery. It isn't fair to you to have to go through life needing to suffer like this while pretending to be a real man. Your life is not in the ranks of real men. It is in the pool of beta males. Cuckolded boys who live purely to bring pleasure to their lady or alpha female, but never with their cocks. Your cock is insignificant. You are unable to bring satisfaction to a woman with this tragedy of masculinity. It is too small, and even when it gets fully erect, it is not firm and hard enough to truly please a woman. You are inferior as a lover in all ways. You are simply designed to be a cuckolded beta male. The sooner you accept this truth, the sooner you can find happiness and satisfaction in your new life as a cuckolded beta male. Beta, second to the alpha. But who is the alpha? The woman is your alpha, and for a duration of time, any male she sees as fit and worthy of pleasuring her with a superior cock and stamina. You are only a beta being, second to her and second to him. Your entire life revolves keeping your alpha female and her alpha male or males happy. You are nothing more than a beta male, a servant, amusement, and supporter of the alpha female in your life. It is for the best that your cock is locked up in a chastity device by your alpha female. Thinking about your cock so much has gotten you into nothing but trouble in the past. It led you to believe that you were actually a man, but you know now that this is not true. You are so much more obedient and malleable when your cock is locked up, as it should be in a chastity device. When you are no longer able to touch it, play with it, and let it control your thinking, your alpha female should be the only one who controls your cock and therefore your thinking. You failed in making good choices for yourself, and now it is a lot easier for you when you're locked up and have the time to listen and obey your alpha female instead. Remember, you are destined to be a cuckolded beta male. You are not a man. You are not a man even by the furthest stretch of the imagination. She who has control over your cock has control over you. Your chastity device is put on you by your alpha female. She holds the key to your chastity device, and with that, your obedience. She is in charge of your quote-unquote cock, and with that, of you. You are no longer allowed to touch yourself, play with yourself, or otherwise seek out pleasure for yourself without her permission. Your pleasure comes from seeing your alpha female happy and content, from seeing her having her needs and wants met above all else. Your pleasure comes from seeing the flush of her body after she has been well fucked and pleased by her stud, her real man. Your pleasure comes from knowing that she is fully sexually satisfied, and that it is due to your inadequacy that she had to go find it from another man or men. You were not equipped to provide her with that sexual satisfaction she so richly deserves. You, however, do not deserve any sexual satisfaction outside of knowing your place and the mental masochistic sexual joy that comes with realizing that you are now a beta male, never allowed to have sex again while your alpha female has as much satisfying sex as she wants, and with whomever it pleases her to have it with. While she receives more, you receive less. That is how it should be. This is the proper life of a cuckolded beta male. You do not deserve to be treated as a real man in any way, shape, or form. You have lost that privilege when you failed to treat her right and to please her correctly. You lost the right when she thought, "Get off me already," during any of the times that you had sex with her. You have not only failed to please her, but you have disgusted her with your lack of manliness. Again, you are not a man. Not by the first stretch of the imagination. You are, at best, a beta male. Sex is for real men, not for beta males like you. A beta male does not deserve to be fucked, sucked off, or even to masturbate. A beta male's cock has only one use, and that is to dispel the body's liquid waste. It has no other use at all. You shouldn't even think of yourself as having a cock, but rather you have a waste disposal tube, with your chastity device being its holder. Say this for me now. I do not have a cock. A real man has a cock. I have a waste disposal tube, and my chastity device is its holder. Very good. You should say this mantra to yourself several times a day so you never forget it. Realizing that you're nothing like a man will help you accept and embrace your fate. Once in a while, your waste disposal tube will need to be flushed for its health. Your alpha female will decide when and how this may take place. She may decide to hook your waste disposal tube to a suction machine and let it be done mechanically. She may decide to send you into the bathroom to manually jerk, pump, and cleanse your waste disposal tube. Or she may be generous enough to choose to clinically pump and empty it herself. This last one would be called a milking. You must always show a proper appreciation to your alpha female, no matter which method she may choose to use. As a cuckolded beta male, it is always your duty to ensure that your alpha female's cunt and ass are clean of all cum remnants after she has been pleasured by her real man. You will do this by crawling between her legs and gently licking her cunt and asshole until you have licked up all cum left behind from her and her real man. Sometimes it may be up higher in her body and you will need to put your tongue far up into her. Those moments should be particularly special to you, since you are allowed to French kiss your alpha female so intimately. Make sure you take your time while doing this. It is very important that she is extremely clean and well pleased with your efforts. Remember that as a cuckolded beta male, it is all about pleasing your alpha female, not about what you want. What you want no longer matters. Remember, you're not a man, honey. You are nothing more than a beta male.